doing Sefer Amidot, we're up to page Kuf Pei Zayin. And the Magen Midovna had said, notice how wealth doesn't bring a person more happiness, because a person gets used to the state of being wealthy, and at the end of the day, it's only short-lived. That excitement that he has when finally he has a good meal and stuff like that, all that excitement is short-lived, and after a time, he enjoys his meal as much as the pauper does. Quite the contrary. The pauper sometimes gets more excited over things than the wealthy person does. But at the end of the day, if the same person was poor and wealthy, he reaches a point where he's enjoying his food as much as he did when he was poor. Same thing goes with the clothing. That initially he'd wear them only on Shabbos, those fancy clothing, and now he could afford to wear them throughout his weekdays. It reaches a point where he feels like those clothing are weekday clothing. You wouldn't wear them on Shabbos. So it's only in the beginning that he still gets excited over them. But afterwards, he gets used to it. Once he gets used to it, so then wearing a suit, wearing a tie, wearing whatever it is he wears on Shabbos, it becomes like a plain thing. It's like wearing simple clothing. Same thing if originally he lived in a plain wooden house, and then he starts building himself a beautiful cut stone house. He gets used to it. After he gets used to it, the house becomes like a simple house. It's not exciting anymore. It's fascinating because I heard this from a few people. People who worked so hard building their dream house and building a pool and building a sauna. And then they say, I never use it. It's not exciting anymore. The first half year was exciting, and now... I once was talking to a guy who built a huge mansion, and he said, you know, what do I gain out of it? I could yell at one end of the hallway and go, hello, and I hear the echo, hello, hello. So I have an echo in my house, but I spent, he said, I spent so many years working to be able to build this house, and I, Mike. I agree. Mike, I agree with you 100%. There are situations which are dismal, right? And a person appreciates being out of that. He means a different level. But you're right. There is an evyon, which by definition is one who is tev. He's constantly in desire because he doesn't have his bare necessities. There are levels of poverty where, right, it's much better to have food than not to have food. He's talking about situations where you have your bare necessities, but a person's poor. You're talking about a situation where a person doesn't have his bare necessities, and then I think he would agree that there's a marked difference. He's talking about two levels. A level of having what you need, but it's not on a fancy level. And a level of being wealthy and having it on a higher level. And there he's saying the difference isn't as big as we think it is.
Also, money means different things to different people. So that you can't just one person just or one rabbi just talk for everyone.
I hear right. So
like
that
if your dad was like a coal miner and your mum was a housewife, and then you don't suddenly become like John Paul Getty, you're not going to be gutted, are you? You probably won't even try to go to university because you've got no aspiration. You're just happy following your father's footsteps, and you'll fight to go down some coal mine.
Well, I think that's where it's up to our intelligence. Granted. Yeah.
I think that like the whole thing of having things like, it's what you said about the necessity, that, like, if you can do everything that you need to do with all the stuff that you have, then you don't need any more, and anything more than you have is probably unnecessary, but might be nice for a short time, but aware of. But if there's things that get in your way, like, I mean, I grew up in a large house with a garden in South Africa, and I had lots of space. I'm living now in an apartment where I trip over my stuff in my room. I don't have space to move. I don't have space to put anything. Like, it's cramping me a bit. So, yeah, like, I would like to have more space to put my stuff, and it would make me very happy that I'd actually be able to put my things in a way that I don't have, like, things lying all over my room and stacked up to the ceiling because I don't have space for it.
I hear. I think we have to move forward and see within the context of everything he says to see how to apply it. Because the points you guys are making, I'm not arguing with. I'm saying you understand that everything he's saying, like Mike said, it's a question of what do you call poor, and what do you call wealthy, or what do you call necessity. Right, so let's see. You see, he's not talking about a person who doesn't have clothing versus someone who has wealthy clothing. He's talking about someone who has simple clothing and someone who has expensive clothing. So he is talking within a certain range. You're right. Yeah.
But wouldn't we say that the person, I understand that person, when a person is rich, he can buy better clothing and everything is much more beautiful and made out of silk instead of satin or something like that. So the poor person maybe doesn't have enough money to have a shop's clothing and for daily use. You know? Maybe the daily use will become shop's clothing, maybe shop's clothing will become for daily use. So can we also make a distinction sometimes? The importance we give to things? Because it seems that he's taking the Shabbat clothing for all day long, so because he wants to look nice. But
I think these questions we have to think about in context, meaning I agree that there's room to quantify what are the limits of what he's saying, and after we hear him out, so I think we'll have a better picture of what he means. But yes, what he's saying is definitely is not global. There are situations where a person would much rather have a meal than not have a meal, or have shoes on his feet than not have shoes, or the case you said earlier, have penicillin for his son and then not have penicillin. Right? There are situations where a person is really suffering from lack of funds, and it makes a marked difference, and he's much happier being able to afford the medication he needs than not. Granted, I'm not saying you could take this to the extreme.
It's possible that he's basing himself on certain situations in his village or in his town.
He's giving examples that are balanced, moderate examples. He's saying from simple clothing to wealthy clothing. He's not saying from homeless to having a home. He's saying from having a home of wood to having a home of marble. His examples are examples within the norm. He's not.
But even then, you could still say that you have a lot of benefits. You could say, well, I remember in the house of wood, I suffered so much from the cold in the winter and the rain dripped into my room all the time. And now, I'm in the house of marble and it's warm and there's no rain. It's much more comfortable. It's more quiet because it's more insulated. And okay. If you have practical benefits from nice stuff and from clothing, you can also say, well, like, finally it's not like all uncomfortable and not my sleeves aren't riding up my arms and whatever else. And it makes your life easier. Like,
okay, I think that we have to bear in mind a lot of the things he said. I don't think it's fair to repeat the previous 5-6 chapters. Your points are well taken, and let's judge what he's saying from the full picture. Meaning, I'm not sure on each point here that's the point he's addressing here.
I think being unnecessarily wealthy to impress other people. That's what he's talking about. I
wouldn't say that either. Let's hear him out. Yeah. I'll be happy to address that, but maybe we'll do that after this.
Okay.
בכל מיני הנאות אשר לאדם בעולם הזה, גם כי רבים מהם ומתחלקים לכמה מדרגות חלוקות, כמו בענייני אכילה, and all the different amenities and pleasures of a person in this world, and you could divide them for כמו בענייני אכילה, for example, when it comes to eating, תמצא לחם ומים ובשר ויין, you find there's bread and water, and there's meat and wine, ומטעמים היותר אוהבים והיותר חשובים, and then you have delicacies that are more refined, that are tastier, וכמו כן בבגדים ובתים וחומות ומגדלים וגינות ופרדסים, and the same holds true when it comes to clothing and houses and fortresses and towers and courtyards and orchards. יש בהם כמה מדרגות מתחלפות זה למעלה מזה. Everything has a level. You have the basic, you have the better, you have the best. עד אין קץ וערך. There's no limit to how much you could refine what quality you have. עם כל זה דאחי אשר חשיבות וערבות הדברים אינם תלויים בעצם חשיבות הדבר כעולה על רוחך לוחן הדברים. But what I want you to know, brother, is that the value and the pleasure of things is not an intrinsic difference. What you think that the difference between the pleasure you have from a fancier home to a less fancy home, from fancier clothing to less fancy clothing, it's not intrinsic. אבל חשיבות הדבר בעיני בעליו לפי מיעוט מציאותו. The real reason why we value things is because we think, ah, that's something exquisite. Not everyone has this type of home. ולהפך לפי ריבוי מציאותו, יהיה מה שיהיה. And when you feel like it's commonplace, everyone drives a white car, I drive a white car. Everyone wears this color shirt, I wear this shirt. Everyone wears this suit, I wear this suit. Whatever it could be. What? Yeah, that's what he's saying. גבול יש לדבר המצוי בתמידות, כמה יתחשב ויהיה רב. The way you could gauge things is the more common people think it is, the less importance they give to it, the less they enjoy it. ולמעלה ממנו אשר אינו מצוי כמו הראשון. And once you find something that's a little more rare, that less people have, then you like it more. והחשוב המעולה מן הכל הוא הבלתי נמצא כל מאומה. And what we value most is something that's completely rare. You can't find another one like that. כי אם אחד בעיר שניים במשפחה, something that you only find one in the city, two in a family, זו יתחשב עד מאוד. That's something which you value a lot. עד אשר לא ישאלו עוד על עצם תכונתו ומהותו ועילת חשיבותו. To the point where people don't find it necessary to even discuss its intrinsic value, its essence, what makes it so special. כמו שתראה חשיבות המרגליות, יתרה על חשיבות אלמוגים, וחשיבות אבנים טובים, יתרה על המרגליות. You have levels of importance, and you see that the pearls have one level of importance, and the gems have a higher level of importance. Everything with their level of importance, depending on how common it is. And so he's saying, people tend to think, that's a much better house. Is it much better, or is it more rare? Do I feel more important when I have something that other people don't have? And he's saying, in essence, that's really what drives people, and that's what we give value to. It's true. It could be a cashmere sweater will warm you better than a polyester sweater. That's true. But is that really why people give it importance, or is it because?
Yes. I just bought a cashmere coat this week.
Okay.
Because it's warm.
Okay. So, we'll pick up here, Bezachim, next week or
next time. The difference in practicality.